I think it's an uncomfortable afternoon here on a ground where, for whatever reason, Blues don't seem to play well.
Yes, I think it was first we knew it was going to be a very difficult game. History proved that in this place. But we were confident, and we knew that Hull will start very strong in the first 20 minutes, but we knew that our moment will come if we manage to be in the game for the first 20 minutes and then slowly. And I think after the first 20 minutes, I think we got our grip into the game. We managed to display our football and create chances. I think one of the chances was very clear that possibly could have been a penalty. And that will have changed again because Hull is a team that feels very comfortable going on the break. But if you score, then you can go on the break to them, which will have been the ideal game plan. Unfortunately, we made a mistake on the awarding them, giving them a corner out of the blue. And that goal just before the halftime put the things very difficult for us because now they can break on us. We are on the need to open the game, getting ourselves a little bit more vulnerable. But in the end, league games are to try to always chase the 3 points. And we did went forward. We created chances. We didn't score the goals. And I think the second goal was a bit harsh on us because it comes from a clear foul on Juki that the ref doesn't see. But obviously then we need to defend the break. And then again, we were in a situation that you're trying to put pressure onto their box. And every time it doesn't happen, you know you will have to track back all the way. So disappointing result, especially because we were going from a good run away from home, grabbing a lot of points away from home. But definitely now it's about thinking, getting back tomorrow to the training ground and get everyone's heads right and bounce back. The last time they were in this situation, we made our best game of the season against Middlesbrough and now it's chasing back to that and knowing that away from home we need to take everything that is in front of us, especially when it comes to the chances.
Were you disappointed with the way the team reacted to setbacks today? Because they did seem to go very flat after that second goal.
Yes, and it's something that before we've been very good at reacting, but in the end of the day, they knew it was going to be tough and you know that a lot of things affect. It's not only to create the chances, but then you need to take the chances and everything has an effect on the way you bounce back from a setback during the game. Possibly, I think we should have played a little bit more. Certain times of the game, I thought that we should take the game more forward. Things that we did well in the second part of the second half. But if you want a setback after that, you need that kind of game, turn again very forward. Every time you concede or you score on the brink of the halftime, it kind of changes the game drastically, you know, and creates a very difficult condition. So I don't want to put that on the players. I think we all know that we need to improve, and it's about to put it right, you know, in the end of the day. They all try to do it right and they all try to put the intensity. Unfortunately, we were a little bit, as I said before, a little bit a half a yard off everything, especially in the pressing, and we didn't find the comfortability in our game.
And you brought Fran back into the starting lineup, playing him as a 10. He didn't look as comfortable as I thought he might in that game.
Yeah, on that period, in the first half, we started to use him the way that we prepared. But afterwards, his performance got a bit diluted, and then we preferred to go with two forwards and try to put the mentality of the team to go more forward instead of linking up with the 10. I think they were defending him very, very well. It was like last week we did with Pereira. You know, we managed to get Pereira out of the spaces that he wanted to be, and when Hull managed to do the same to Fran, he was not feeling comfortable dropping or getting to the sides of it. I do think these 30 minutes in the first half, he was bright, but afterwards we had to put him more on the side and get the team more trying to live with strikers directly.
Doesn't get any easier this Christmas programme. You go to Blackburn next, who are a very good side in possession at home, and you know, you're going to have to produce a better performance for that game, no doubt.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of things that we need to put right out of this. It's a good opportunity for us to bounce back. We've done it before. But now it's time tonight to analyse and pick a team that will manage to hold on to all Blackburn's strengths and to try to make sure that we're more dangerous than today going forward.